So we were just telling you about the story about Cecil, the dog, a golden doodle, who ate $4,000 in cash.
It's insane they were able to get $3,500 back.
Right, by sifting through its feces. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Crazy. So what did your dog or animal eat? I'll start with my family dog growing up. Ate my sister's underwear.
And my dad
had to shell out a couple $1,000.
Oh gosh.
To have surgery? The dog, yeah, get surgery because it was blocking. You know, it got twisted in its intestines. Right.
Oh no.
So, couple things, double whammy. One, my dad is out now a couple grand in surgery, and two, found out my sister wore thong underwear.
Oh.
That was how he found out.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh, no. But, Dad, you don't want underwear lines.
Right? Sarah texted us and said, my golden doodle ate my underwear.
Oh.
And husband's leather belt.
Oh, wow.
What is it with golden doodles? Wound up in a $2,800 emergency surgery after four vets felt a blockage when he wouldn't eat or drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The belt probably hurt the tummy.
Yeah, probably. Jared said our dog is addicted to pizza.
Oh.
We had some people over order pizza the next day after putting all leftovers in one box, which was probably one to one and a half large pizza on the counter, not in the fridge, Kelly. We had left. While gone, our dog drugged the box to the floor and ate all but one piece in one crush. She always gets a treat after going outside. After getting home, taking her out, when we came in, I went to give her a little bite, and she turned her head away and laid down. She was like, I've been bad.
That was the first indication. I don't deserve the treat, or my belly hurts. I can't eat.
I've been bad.
I can't eat another bite.
Jordan messaged us and said an entire block of butter, wrapper included.
Oh, wow.
He was pretty chill the rest of the night because I don't think he was feeling so hot after eating an entire pound of butter.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine.
Next day, after a couple of greasy and some not so easy to pass paper, he was all good. Coat was really shiny as well.
Oh, great. Well, look at that. Nice what did
your
bonus.
Yeah, what did your dog eat is what we're talking about.
Oh gosh, Dana, on Christmas Eve, my 14-pound puppy ate Legos seconds after my son dropped them on the floor.
Oh no! I got a present.
I mean, that's quick. They're like ninjas.
He's like, I'm
after a trip to the vet, induced vomiting, and an x-ray later, he was fine.
he's just seeing those little Lego pieces fall to the ground. He's like,
that's
like
a colorful treat.
Like a little Pac-Man.
Well, crunchy. Wow.
Elena, my puppy ate a thumbtack.
Oh, that could be I mean, think if that could just like cut the inside.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Vet said to give him a slice of bread because the bread, I guess, coagulates around whatever is in the stomach to protect the intestines. So pup passed it, the whole thumbtack the next day, no issues.
So it didn't slice and dice him inside?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's good. Wow.
Man.
And coagulates. What a big word today.
Yeah, what a big word for sure. I remember my new dog, Dougal, he's not a chewer, thankfully.
Oh, really?
He likes to steal socks out of like the laundry.
Sure.
He does love that. So he'll take that and kind of chew on it if you don't catch him right away. But my old dog, Fiona, she would sneak. And I remember she ate an entire, we had left one day. It was around Halloween or around the holiday. And we had a big jar or bowl of those chocolate coins.
Oh.
That were in a jar or in a bowl, like just sitting on a coffee table,
those
right?
Those are tasty.
Well, we got back and we started seeing all of these foil wrappers all around. And we're like, wait, what? What is it? She had unwrapped most of them.
Really?
Eaten the entire,
of course,
chocolate thing.
Yeah.
And we were seeing the gold foil pieces in her poop for like the next week.
Right. Were you concerned, like, because chocolate's bad for dogs?
Yeah, I mean, we were concerned, but she was a horse. Like nothing.
Okay. Yeah, well, so come to find out, Baker's chocolate is the absolute worst for dogs.
But did that happen to you?
Oh, Halloween, this past Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, we were like, came home, my daughter and her friends were kind of sifting through and swapping out candy and stuff. Then she left her bag and we went to a neighbor's house and to hang out a little bit. And yeah, of course the dogs got in there and the wrappers were everywhere. Yeah. And we have two dogs, so we couldn't tell who ate what. So called the vet. They're like, all right, you can use hydrogen peroxide, make them throw up, that kind of thing. Mm. Just kind of watch them.
There you go.
They didn't feel good for a little bit.
Well, they're still good dogs, though.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they have the best of intentions.
We came on, what did you do?
I know, right?
And the little cinnamon bun tails were a little straightened out down. Like,
they're like, we did something. We did something.
Bad.
Anyways, if you want to continue, text it in. You can 502-795-1997. What did your dog eat? Woke up one morning to these little brown balls all over my golden retriever's puppy's crate and pouring out of the dog crate. Come to find out, he had gotten into my daughter's dried Orbeez.
Oh!
You know those dried Orbeez? And once they were inside his stomach, they expanded.
Oh, no!
Then he went and pooped them all out.
Oh!
So they were everywhere.
Wow.
Larry the Cable Guy, sent us a text and said, our six-month-old boxer puppy drug my son's drone, box and all, out from underneath his bed, ate through the cardboard, and ate the drone.
Oh, gosh. And that's insane.
Well, that reminds me, this Christmas tree that I have, an artificial Christmas tree that I have in a box, a cardboard box I got, my dog Dougal. We had it stored just in like the living room and we had him kind of in that room, gated off for a little bit while we left, came back. He had chewed the entire box, like the entire side of the box away.
That
completely destroyed it. Yeah. Yeah. Ellen said, I'm a veterinarian. In vet school, a student's dog ate her lace underwear.
Oh.
Took it into school for surgery, and the surgeon held up what the dog ate for the whole room, not knowing it was a student's dog, and the student was in the room.
No.
We all had masks on, so you couldn't really see how red her face was, except for a little bit.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh, gosh, there's so many underwear stories.
Like, I know. They can't handle it.
It's disgusting, but I found it's usually Piper. Not really Poppy, but Piper, I'll find sometimes in the laundry basket, just having a little snack. Thank goodness she hasn't completely eaten a pear yet, but I have to keep the closet door closed.
Hang on, one more before we completely exit this segment.
Did you see Jamie?
From Kim.
Oh.
And Kim said, my dog ate the entire back bumper off my car.
What?
And half of a wall out of my house. Two separate occasions. He's lucky I love him.
How do you eat a bumper off a car?
Bored. Dog's bored.
I don't understand.
I mean, anymore bumpers aren't chrome. They're like, you know, they're fiberglass or plastic or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways.
Oh, well, that does remind
funny.
Me. Our former dog, Sadie, bless her heart, Yellow Lab, ate linoleum floor.
Yeah.
Like, in my husband's first house, she ate the floor.
Looks delicious.
Yummy. Right.
Thank you for the stories.
Wow.